Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Valentine's Day, my friends. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive today. A special Valentine's Day drive. Alongside someone who I admire and I love. And he's a really good friend of mine. I've worked with him for a long, long time. Darren Benn.
Stinks.
Oh.
Who'd you rather spend Valentine's Day?
Didn't see you there. Well, I'm spending it with you now, aren't I? It's Valentine's Day now, isn't it? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I got you this. What do you think of it?
Oh, the size of it. That's yeah. Massive.
Should it be like that?
I think it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's very rare you get plums this big, isn't it?
I can't wait, Stinks, to get them in there now.
I know you like fruit.
I do. Fruit, great.
That's why I've got you that. Yeah. Jay, what are we starting with today?
We begin with all the Champions League action where Manchester City predictably beat Copenhagen. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
No English team has retained the Champions League. You have to go back to Liverpool and Nottingham Forest in the late 1970s to remember when the European Cup really left these shores. Manchester City, 20 games unbeaten in Europe. Excellent ball forward to find De Bruyne, and De Bruyne slips a low shot beyond Kamal Gravara, and Manchester City are on their way already. The reigning champions from 2023 score the first Champions League goal of 2024. But players like Kevin De Bruyne make simplicity look brilliant. The roof has come off the Parken Stadion because Copenhagen are level, and it's a brilliant goal from the player making his debut, Magnus Madsen. Goal from Madsen has changed things, but here is Bernardo Silva who pokes the ball beyond Gravara, and Manchester City have the lead once again. Back towards Foden, and Phil Foden finishes things off, and at the moment he can simply do no wrong. Manchester City's talisman, the final moment of the game, and fittingly, it is Phil Foden who provides it. Manchester City's inspiration, Copenhagen 1, Manchester City 3.
They are so, you know, aggressive, and we had to handle it. I think the referee make a good job, and what can I say? So at the end, they have to manage that, and it's what it is. So hopefully, Bernardo's not a big issue, and the rest of the, in a few days, we have Chelsea at home. We had to recover as quick as possible.
Even though at 2-1, I felt City would still go on to win the tie, they're going to be way too strong. I thought Copenhagen were pretty terrible, in all honesty. I thought they were poor.
The tie's done, for sure. The tie was done at 2-1. We was talking about it off air. We was watching it in the green room. And when Jack Grealish went down, I just said, they could take Jack Grealish off and not bring a sub on and still beat Copenhagen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Nothing against them. They're third in their respective league in Denmark. So you'd expect Man City to run all over them. They did. But you are right. You are right in terms of the goal, the 3-1, with the fixtures around the second leg.
Yeah.
It is a big goal because now he could probably rest one or two players. I think he went right today. I think he went with a strong enough side to get the job done. And I do feel the job's done. Take him back to the Etihad. It could be 5 or 6. If they play the similar to they did today. Mm. I mean, Haaland could have had 3 or 4 or 5 goals today. It just didn't happen for him, unfortunately, today. But you do that again in the reverse fixture, it's 5-6.
Do you know what? The game itself, for the neutral, I'm sure City fans would like them, and so they should be. But I've got to tell you, mate, what a dull, boring game that was.
That was poor.
Like Copenhagen, nothing. It ain't City's fault.
No.
But Copenhagen tonight, mate, I mean, they offered nothing, really.
TalkSport Daily.
on now to Rio. Oh, I love that cartoon.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, oh, great that, I mean, the little parrot.
Great sea.
The little what?
Little sea.
The little what?
Little sea.
Little parrot. Oh, Ferdinand.
Yes.
Oh, that joke goes out the window then. The former Manchester United Champions League winner discussing Scott McTominay, claiming he has a huge... Oh, what's on the other side of that?
Ooh,
oh,
dear.
Decision on whether to stay at United or look elsewhere in the summer. Jay, what would your advice be to him?
I would...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just play the take.
I don't think anyone's scored as many last-minute goals or late goals as him, as winners. His importance to the squad is... You can see it. It's there for all to see on black and white. I just think he's got a big decision to make at the end of this season. There was rumours he was leaving in the summer. I think West Ham or someone were interested in taking him when Declan Rice left, and you can see that. I think it's up to him. He has the decision to make. Does he want to stay at Man United and be somebody that can come on and impact games at times? He's going to get a run of games here and there because injuries and fatigue of players. But if the best players in the team are fit, he may not start all the time. Or does he want to go elsewhere, be a main regular player in that team, a mainstay in a team that have got probably less aspirations than Manchester United? Mm-hmm. And obviously there's the glamour and the glitz and glamour that comes in Man United, and hopefully they're building towards success. That's the decision I think he's got to make, and it's down to him. As I said, does he want to play more football and be a regular starter, or does he want to stay at Man United and do what he's doing?
Now, Conor Gallagher scored twice as Chelsea come from behind to win. Stinks of love coming from behind. You cannot. What a sensational feeling coming behind at Selhurst Park and increase the pressure on Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson. Simon Floppyhead Jordan isn't concerned for their safety.
Have you ever come from behind at Selhurst Park?
Stinks, I have, mate. I have.
Palace are very workmanlike. I don't think you can suggest that the application isn't there. I don't think you can suggest that they're not playing for the manager. I just think they're an uninspired side at this moment in time. They're very clunky. They don't seem to be very fluid. And that may well simply be because they've got two flair players out in Elise and Eze that give them the tick over that makes them a more balanced side.
TalkSport Daily.
Following the debate last week, White and Jordan spoke about the subject, does making children play rugby constitute child abuse? Professor Anderson from the Winchester University wouldn't back down on his claims.
Child abuse, and we're going to define that according to existing British law. The 1989 and the 2004 Children's Act calls for the protection and the safety of children. Within school systems, the Education Act of 2002 says children shall not be intentionally injured or endangered. The United Nations Conventions on the Rights of the Child, which we are a signatory to, says that children need to be protected from injury even if their parents disagree. The Sport in England Safeguarding and Protection Policy, the Offences Against the Person Act of 1861, all of these acts very clearly state that a child shall not be intentionally injured. So the question is this, and I said this before last week, I'll say it again. And let me also highlight before I say that I'm not just talking rugby here. We're talking high impact sports. So let's look at boxing again and say, how is it that a child being struck outside or hit in the head outside of sport is child abuse, particularly if it's by an adult, right? But in the boxing ring, I can put a child into a boxing ring with a trained fighter where they can sustain multiple hits, including a knockout, which is traumatic brain injury. And yet that's not child abuse. That's sport. So our argument here is no. In both situations, the intent is to harm a child's brain, and therefore it is child abuse.
Former England international Hugo Monier wanted there to be more balance in the academics' view.
I'm sat here really open-minded. I would be so naive to think that our game has no risk. I've been injured. I've had concussion myself. There's a massive litigation against the game. I totally understand it. Where I have a difference of opinion is, I think it's about doing things better rather than a full-out ban. We want to polarise often so many different debates and opinions, whether it's social or in this argument in sport, where surely there is a middle ground about how we do things better. And one of the biggest causes actually of concussion is, okay, well, there's two. There's one, there's accidents, and it's really hard to mitigate against an accident. And the other one is technique, whether that's in the elite game or the community game. And I watch rugby at every single level. Biggest cause of concussion is just bad tackle technique.
TalkSport Daily.
On to Phil Jagielka now.
Jags. My name's Jags.
He's clutch. The former
England, he is clutch.
He's clutch. The former England defender.
Clutch.
Back in Harry Maguire. to start for the Three Lions this summer at the Euros alongside John Stones.
You're a massive fan of Clutch, aren't you?
I love Clutch.
You don't always pick an England team on form, and I think the defence would be more testament to that. I think you pick an England defence on what you would trust and what it sort of does. A striker, you can maybe dip in and out if he's on fire or he's not on fire. You don't really very often say a centre-half's on fire. You know, like, if you don't notice a centre-half or maybe a full-back, obviously Trent will probably be against that because he sets up half the goals. But I think when it's not broke, sort of don't fix it. And I think that's, I know it sounds a bit old school, but I think to keep that sort of security there, I think the rest of the team can be the ones that you change in and out. So I think you put Pickford in goal. I don't think he's ever let England down. I think he's
Do you play with him?
I played with him, but yeah, it's hilarious. So I had obviously Tim Howard for a long, long time, and obviously Jordan's different. Jordan's very animated, and I'm okay with it, like, because you give as good as you get, and you can sort of smile and laugh it off. And I think once you get used to that, and the same again, so if you bring a younger centre-half in, or a centre-half that's not used to playing in front of Jordan, they may find getting, you know, shouted at. It might affect the game. Whereas obviously, for me, I pick Harry and I pick John. I pick them both because it's proven. Right back, Kyle. Left back, probably Shorey.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to a bit of...
Oh, yeah, I love that tune, Stinks. Keep going. Keep going.
No, it's not a tune.
Rivers.
No. Remember what that is?
Yeah, beatboxing.
No, boxing. I'm doing boxing noise. Here's a former world champ, Carl Frotchy Frotch, saying that he's happy to fight John Fury if that's what he really wants.
Is it what he really, really wants? Really, really, really wants? Really? Zika, zik. Ah!
Joe, that's the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I know. But they beatboxed.
Yeah, okay.
I've got no real beef with him, but if there was any real beef, I'd happily settle it in the ring. But to be honest, it's not realistic. I'm not the kind of guy to beat up on old man that look like Uncle Festus Jordan. But obviously, I'm not going to be talked down to and called a bum and said I've got no right to give his son any sort of constructive criticism, which is all I do really. I just like fights and tell people what my opinion is on fighters. And unfortunately, along the way, I've been giving some comments to Tyson Fury that he didn't like.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, with just a day to go until the start of the third test between England and India over on TalkSport 2, we finish with breakfast. A bit weird, isn't it? You usually start with that, Jay, don't you? See what I did there? Alan McCoist and Andy Townsend mocking Alan Brazil. Mocking the fella. Struggling with those stadium names. Mocking Brazil. Have you ever mocked Brazil?
Mocked him a few times, Stinks.
Yes. Live and exclusive on TalkSport. The test is in Rajkot, which will come as a relief to Big Al, right?
Right.
Because
why?
It's fair to say he struggled, really, with the last day location.
The team have now travelled over 400 miles to the second test in... Oh, dear.
Al, you've got to say, have a go.
Visakhapatnam, somewhere in India. Harmy, where are you?
We're in Visakhapatnam.
Visakhapatnam.
fair play to the big fella. He had a go.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your Poddingtons from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. We've got that big Hollywood superstar coming on the show, Jay.
Who's that, Stinks?
Well, it's a secret. I can't tell you. Just make sure you tune
in. Okay, I'll be tuning in to about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't
4 o'clock.
Wait. Yeah, Virgin.
When are you back? Huh?
What?
Well, I've got two kids. What are you talking about?
I'm back on the sports bar from 10. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Poddington's out first thing in the
Andy
morning.
Goldstein,
so please. Make sure you... Andy Goldstein's Daily TalkSport Poddington's out first thing in the morning.
That's better.
So make sure you like the hit subscribe and notification button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be safe, everyone.
TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.